Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Oh, yeah. All right, Dan.
Hey,
how
snake.
We doing? How we doing? How we doing?
Great, man. How are you?
We doing good. We doing good. Okay, great response. I don't know what the difference was between the former couple of weeks and this week, but P1's really ratcheted things up today.
Love it.
So well done. That's good.
All right.
Great job.
Hooray.
Do you have more numbers in your phone of family members and friends? So like they're saying pre-ticket or work-related numbers due to working at the ticket. Well, let's take out friends. Do you have more ticket people in your phone through the years than you do your family?
Than family, yes.
Yeah.
Like people that work here?
Yeah, work here, worked here.
Oh, yeah.
All of it.
Yeah.
I would assume so.
That's not even close.
I don't have that many people in my family.
I'm the same way. My family is not large. But like all the, I mean, think of all the salespeople that you have in
your
phone.
Yeah.
That are either here or gone. Engineers. Executives.
Ticket chicks for you.
Killer here.
All of them.
Yeah,
yes.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not a fair fight. If you've been working somewhere.
That's true.
Yeah, that's tough.
Production, promotion.
But now if you even put friends in there, then I think that overtakes the work related.
Look at you with all your friends.
Yeah. I think so.
Awesome.
Yeah. And again, friends through the years and all that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not necessarily people that you're in constant contact with.
I always put friend next to their name when I enter it so I can remember.
Friend? What if you don't know the guy's name?
Friend?
That is, that you're putting in your phone. Like, it's like, hey man, it's Adam. Yeah, my number's blah, blah, blah. Do you put down something like Adam?
You have to.
Adam at Ranger Game or something like that?
You have to.
Yeah.
I'll put the wife underneath my wife's name just in case something happens. You have my phone, you know who to call. I thought that was smart because I laughed at my buddy who had the same thing. Like, you know it's your wife. Why would you have wife underneath your name? Like, oh, just in case. Uh-uh. I didn't think
about
that.
I just attach it to their name. Like, I have people from different industries that I know, and I'll put so-and-so with this particular business.
Like air conditioning.
Yeah.
No.
Something like that.
No. Say not something else. Like,
what?
Well, what?
With Matt? Beer. Beer.
All right,
beer.
Fine.
Beer.
That's the point.
Beer.
So it'll say, like,
beer.
Matt from Yellowhammer Brewing or whatever. Like,
right,
so
beer.
When they text me, I'm like, okay, yeah, I remember.
Bringing it back to
beer.
Because half those names are about seven IPAs in anyway. And you're like, whoa. Like,
where did I meet this guy?
Ugh.
It is fun to go through and see the names of females that perhaps I have no idea who they are or why they're in my phone. And sometimes I want to ask, but then what's the point? Obviously,
yeah.
It's probably not.
Hey, you remember me? No. Well.
Hey, this is Matt. Your number was in my phone. Do I need to know you?
Yeah.
Yes, and she sends me a picture of a small child.
with a beer in his sippy cup.
Right.
with a hazy IPA.
What do you mean? His cup says hazy.
Denver Brewery on 4th Street 6 years ago.
She named the kid Hazy.
Hefeweizen. Hey, here's young Hefeweizen, right?
Hefe.
Here's your dad.
It's Hefe.
Yeah, that's right.
Hefe.
That's right.
Come on.
No, I give out my number probably way too much. And there are some that have texted me and I don't even know who it is, but I'm too chicken to say, oh, who is this? I'm not quite sure. I don't know the name.
Yeah.
I'll just keep a conversation going and have no idea who the hell I'm talking to.
Yeah, those are fun.
It's tough, man.
Trying to figure it out.
Anyone, just call me. I don't care.
Let's see. Do you require suite tickets in order to attend a World Cup match next summer? Or are you willing to slum it with the Gen Pop in the 400s? Let's remove that and just say, are you guys interested in going to see a World Cup game next year?
Yeah. I think that'd be really cool.
Oh, yeah. I think it would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I've never been. So I've never been to a high-level soccer match at all.
So when it was here in the 90s, like 94?
Yeah, 94.
We went. My brother-in-law, his family, brother played soccer in college, all that, and his family are like a big bunch of soccer nerds. They flew down from Colorado and bought our whole family tickets to multiple games.
Nice.
Yes. Now it was hotter than hell.
Yeah.
Outside, it sucked, but whatever. I was used to it at the time and didn't really care. It is still to this day. I went to two games. some of the most fun I've ever had at a sporting event.
Well, yeah, the population of what?
Yeah, yeah, that was.
God, what is
it? And we dumped it too. We caught it in time. Like,
that was as loud and clear as I've ever heard so, anything.
So clean. Jeez.
Good Lord.
As he describes Bonnie Blue. Amazing.
Oh my God.
He just loves soccer.
The I thought
snake
they were.
Is here,
I
man.
Thought they bought you tickets and they were nice.
Of the come countries down, like, that are represented. I hate that word.
Gosh.
I hate countries.
Apparently, you're
let's
a
go
big
with
fan.
Nations.
Nations. Nations that are represented.
Yeah, because you went to just whatever game, right? Like, it wasn't
the
United States.
It was like South Korea. I saw the Netherlands and Argentina, I think, which was really cool.
See, that'd be awesome. I don't even care what countries play. I just think it'd be cool to be in there and be surrounded by that.
I've only been to one high-level soccer match, and I was there with Bob Sturm in L.A. as we saw Ronaldinho.
Was that a high-level match, or was that like an exhibition?
Oh, it may have been an exhibition. I don't know. I felt it was a high-level match because Ronaldinho was there. Man. And he didn't even play the first half. And when he came in the second half, oh, my gosh. I had no clue. And it was...
Ronaldinho!
It was a fever pitch. It was pretty cool. It's the only soccer experience I've had besides
now,
my nephew.
Here's the problem.
At South Grand Prairie.
God.
Grand Prairie, not South.
If you want... tickets, like back then, I don't know what the tickets were. Let's say $50.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's not
dude,
$50
are
now.
They $500 or something? Like, how much is it going to cost to get into one of these games?
Like the walk-in prices?
Yeah.
I'm not going for that. I don't like soccer.
It may be
$300
or $400 in the upper levels. Oof. I'm not quite sure, but I'm pretty sure.
The amount of money people spend to fly in here from other nations
right.
is shocking.
Hey, man, you got to have your soccer.
But I guess it's once in a lifetime. Yes, I do want to go, though. I definitely want to go. After watching the Panthers win the Stanley Cup at home and remembering all the DFW teams won their titles on the road or at a neutral site, what ranks as the biggest win by a local team at home? Here.
Oh, it's definitely the Rangers when they first made the World Series. When
over the Yankees?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it
I
was
agree.
Called third strike
Feliz,
on A-Rod.
Right? Yeah, on A-Rod. That's...
Yeah.
That was awesome.
That's the biggest.
That was
insane.
That's
I think it's hands down.
Strike.
That was amazing.
2010.
And the fact that it was him and
A-Rod.
He just sat there and stared at that pitch and that was it that sends you to the World Series for the first time ever.
It's the biggest local win.
I hugged a bunch of strangers that night.
That's really weird. That's the biggest.
I don't think it's strange. I think it's great. The first time they ever made
a
World Series.
All right. All right. Let's back up. Game one of the World Series this past 2 years ago.
That was badass.
Oh, okay. That was great. No, no. You're right.
But that wasn't
that's huge.
Clinching anything. Does it have to be something
but
that clinched?
No, dude, you had the freaking Seager home run and the Adolis
I was
home.
There.
I'm with you.
It was awesome.
One has to be one has to be second. But I just think the first trip to the World Series, striking out A-Rod to make it to your first ever World Series.
That's pretty awesome.
And
that's special.
And I agree because A-Rod was still such a lightning rod around here because it was fresh in our memories. What year did he leave? 06 or something like that?
What?
04.
04?
Was his first year with the Yankees.
Okay.
Yeah, but we still hated him so much.
Yeah.
There was all of that tied into it.
Blech.
That was fantastic.
What about Rugi versus Jose Bautista?
I mean, the Stars in the late 90s when the Stars beat the Avs in consecutive Game 7s in the Western Conference Finals that first year, the second year was nuts because it was 3-2 and Bork had that slap shot that hit the post with like 9 seconds left or whatever. That was incredible. Those two are probably two of my favorite games that and the game one of the World Series last year, my three favorite sporting events I've ever seen live.
Because even when the Cowboys were winning in the 90s, the coolest game was the San Francisco game in San Francisco.
Yes.
Yep. Right?
Yep. Yeah.
The one here was great. Remember Troy got hurt and they had to bring Bernie Kosar in and he threw a weak-ass touchdown to Alvin Harper to seal it. But I feel like...
Congratulations, Cowboys.
Yeah. Yeah. If you could choose one retired player to return to their prime and play for their DFW team, respective DFW team, who would you choose? Like Dirk?
Yeah, I was going to say Dirk in their prime, but would
Luka
he fit with... Man, him and AD would be kind of nuts with Kyrie. Klay Thompson on the outside. Like, as it's currently constructed, placing them in here.
26-year-old Dirk, just stuffing him in here. Or what about, like...
What about Emmett?
Yeah, I was going to say Troy or Roger in their prime. I mean, 30-year-old Troy and or 30-year-old Staubach, who was, if he wasn't the best quarterback in the NFL, he was close. And
I mean, prime Mike Modano would be pretty badass on the Stars right now.
I think I'm going to go Emmitt.
Emmitt?
Behind this line? That's the only reason he was good.
Diamonds.
They need a running game. The running game is trash. If you had prime Emmitt Smith right now.
Yeah, that's true. Glad.
What about prime Deion? Like, not as a nickname, but actual Deion Sanders at corner.
That would help out a lot.
That's eliminates half the field.
It would, yes, yeah. It would shut down half the field.
Or Mike on one side, prime DeMarcus Ware on the other.
Yeah, but I mean, like, then are you choosing DeMarcus Ware or Randy White? I mean, those guys were...
I choose prime DeMarcus Ware.
Over Randy White?
Probably.
Damn.
I don't know a ton about Randy White, so maybe that's why I'm a little biased.
But... He was the manster. Half man, yeah. Half monster.
Yeah, it's his nickname. Manster. It's not like he took off his pants and...
He was half a monster. A monster.
That's why they called him Monster. Like, whoa.
Would you be willing to give up golf for life? No. If you could play...
Ask the rest of the question.
If you could play the washboard with your favorite band for 1 year.
The washboard?
Yeah. Or whatever. Just pick a dumb instrument. I think he's just being
like
a jerk.
You could see it like you're hanging out with the Killers just doing washboard for like, no reason. They,
yeah.
Like, hey, man, we're doing synth here. Oh.
Pick an instrument, though. Would you be willing to give up your favorite activity?
Wait, hold on.
If you could do that for a year with your favorite band.
Are you skilled at instrument?
Yes. Yeah. But you only get 1 year.
That would be fun, though.
He also adds you have to do it in a squirrel costume and no one knows who you are.
Okay.
But I'm not doing that.
No.
Would you give up your favorite activity? All right, Matt.
No, oh, no beer.
Done. No, sorry.
Breweries. Going to breweries on the weekends.
No.
How many years playing with Pat Green would it take... And you're badass.
To I hear you to calls stop. You out on a solo.
Yeah, like, woo, McLaren!
That's flame shooting out the guitar. You're the acoustic accountant.
God, yeah, doing it behind your back, everything else. And you're, dude, that would be awesome.
But no
and
more beer.
And No. Wait, yes.
Because.
We'll give you that. We'll give you that, too. And. Okay. And we'll let you. We'll let you have beers on stage.
Mm-mm. He can't have any. There's no caveat. No beer.
I was just saying he can't go to breweries.
He can't even drink beer.
Could you shift over?
I'm a single dude who's like the greatest guitar player in the world. I may not need beer because you don't want that to interfere.
Like Eddie Vedder drinks wine out of a bottle during the shows. You could,
man.
You could do that. Look how excited he is. He's like, I think I'm in, man. I think I'm going to do it, man. Bam,
you and you behind. Bam. Yes. I remember that. It'd get boring after what, like 3 weeks of having it every night? I don't know.
Dude, no, it wouldn't.
No, probably not.
It would not.
Well, it would. Like Bob was,
you have to up the
Bob
game.
On the e-break when talking about Three Dog Night last week.
Yeah.
Which he knew nothing about, but the lead singer did have a massive drug problem, and there was an excerpt from his book that I ended up reading where he was talking about how he was like, every night was an orgy, and I just got so sick of it all, and it meant nothing after a while. I'm like, every night was an orgy?
See, that's why you got to build up. Like, you can't just start with five or six. You need one, and then maybe you offer, hey, let's welcome in a friend, and maybe it's a couple, twins. You know what I'm talking about?
You imagine, like... You're just sitting there watching
y'all
TV,
all right.
Like casually watching your show, and you're like, oh, God, it's time for the orgy.
And you walk in, there's like just seven of them.
You kind of take the last shot of tequila, go, okay, you gotta walk in. I'm so tired of this.
Another orgy?
Like, all right.
Why is orgy such a funny word, too?
Orgy.
Yeah.
Who named it? Was the first time someone had multiple and wow, man, that's like an orgy. Oh, here we go.
Like back in Roman times or something.
one
of the emperors.
Let's see. One more. We got one more.
One last one.
Okay, Travis.
I'll make this quick. Would you trade Flag for Luka? Yes.
Whoa. Yes.
As much Absolutely. As you love Cooper Flagg.
Oh, I'm ready for Cooper Flagg, but
you
I would trade.
Love him.
I would trade Flagg for Luka.
Plus, on this team with AD and
yes.
Kyrie.
Like, you basically just got AD for free.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That would work so well
yeah, yeah,
with Luka.
Yeah. No, no, no. I'd do that.
No brainer.
They yeah. would sweep. They would go 16-0 in the playoffs.
Hot sports opinions.
Would the Lakers do that? Right now?
No.
Flagg for Luka?
No.
18-year-old,
they wouldn't do
future
it.
Of the league type guy
for an out of shape dude who's not even from here. Yes,
they would not do
Why
that.
Why do you want this guy? He doesn't play defense.
The Mavericks wouldn't do it. They're the ones that shipped him away. So why would they bring him back?
Man, if you
they wouldn't do it,
oh my god, is that the one trade we were talking about? Like, what would you
yeah,
give up for
that.
Cooper Flagg? Like, would that be it? Where people are like, oh my god, yeah,
it would be yes. as shocking yes. as the trade that we are. That just happened. That's the only one I do. Straight up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude.
God, that'd be so fun and funny. And then we're like, oh, Nico.
That'd be amazing.
Nico's so great.
You're the best.
You're the best.
They build a statue of Nico in front of the AAC.
They take Dirk away and put Nico in the same thing.
Oh, man.
And the the inscription is, that's a good question.
Yes.
That's yeah. what it has on the no, front
good
of
question.
It.
Yep,
see?
That's a good question.
All right, thank you, Corby. That's the Birdhouse for this week. We do it every Wednesday at 11:30. Matt McLaren, Donovan Lewis, lunchtime with the Invasion right around the corner. We come back. There was a championship awarded and earned last night. We'll discuss that and more next here. Ticket.